What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for us to take our Thursday look at some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. The presidential candidate for free application, this is Francisco Carriera, presented on Wednesday before the General Electoral Prosecutor's Office a complaint for alleged anomalies detected in the signature registration system of the Tribunal Electoral. Carriera affirmed that there are signatures of other pre-candidates that have appeared on his reports. More than 200 signatures appeared on the app in Bocas del Toro, and I don't have any activists there, he said. How is it possible that the Tribunal Electoral base sends me signatures that are not mine? The lawyer expressed his concern about the credibility of the process. The presidential candidate insisted that it is an extremely serious complaint because there is manipulation of the Tribunal Electoral database. The plenary of the Supreme Court of Justice accepted the term of 30 days to determine whether to call the substitute deputy of the Central American Parliament, Parla Sen, Cristel Getzler Herrera, wife of the former Minister of Economy and Finance, Frank de Lima. This is in the process for money laundering in the Blue Apple case. At the hearing that was held at the Gil Ponce courthouse, Magistrate Maria Eugenia Lopez, who acted as prosecutor, requested that the Parlison deputy be called to trial. Deputy Gessler Herrera is linked to the Blue Apple case for the alleged acquisition of a vehicle with funds from the payment of alleged bribes to carry out infrastructure works through the Blue Apple company. During the hearing, Magistrate Maria Cristina Chen Stanciola acted as substantiating magistrate of the process, and Dinoska Montavallo acted as defense attorney, who requested the definitive dismissal of her client. In this case, the anti-corruption prosecutor's office had requested a break in the proceedings in the Getzler Herrera case. This was after learning that she was a member of Parlacen and sent the file to the Supreme Court of Justice. Experian announced on Wednesday morning that it completed the acquisition of a majority stake in APC Intelidat, APC Group's credit bureau in Panama. The transaction is for $30.4 million. Since last March, Group APC, which provides the credit reference database service in Panama, announced to the superintendency of the stock market that it had approved the sale of 70% of its issued and outstanding shares to Experian Latam Holdings Unlimited. In addition, a purchase and sale right was reflected for 30% of the remaining shares. Experian, a multinational information services company, operates in 43 countries with 20,600 employees. They highlight the advice that they provide to people to access financial services, companies make smarter decisions, and lenders to grant credit more responsibly. On the 21st of October, during a public act in Taboga, in the province of Panama, the President of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo, delivered the order to proceed to develop territorial planning plans in six districts. This is a project that includes specific topics, such as the study of climate change and the impact of this phenomenon in these areas. Its main objective is urban planning and adequate land use in six tourist municipalities: Pedasí in Los Santos, Sonar in Veraguas, Taboga in Panama, Bocas del Toro in Boquete, and Highlands in the province of Chiriquí. This is the first time that the execution of six territorial planning plans is carried out in parallel, where the tourist potential of each district that is impacted will be highlighted. However, this process has already begun to be questioned by residents and activists in the Tierras Altas district, considering that they have not been involved in the meetings and process of preparing the plan. Quote, "We respectfully request that the participation of the population be accommodated, both men, women, producers, merchants, artisans, transporters, hoteliers, among others, in all of the workshops in person," unquote, stated the note from the residents of the district of Tierras Altas and bearing the signature of Nariño, Azipura del Cid, Victoria Ruiz, and Militza Caraballo. In the words of Tierras Altas activist Laura Pedrecci, This process must be carried out transparently and guarantee citizen participation. You cannot ignore the rights of the residents, she pointed out. The Cabinet Council approved on Tuesday that a proposal to modify the Penal Code be presented to the National Assembly, which consists of equating the base or minimum sentence of the crime or of simple homicide to 12 years in prison. The bill will be presented to the Assembly by the Minister of Government, Roger Tejada, which also includes as an aggravating circumstance when this crime is against a private security agent who is in compliance with his duties. Whoever causes the death of another will be punished with imprisonment from 12 to 20 years, is reflected in the initiative. Currently, the Criminal Code establishes that whoever causes the death of another will be punished with imprisonment from 10 to 20 years. It was reported that the bill also adds numeral 12 to Article 132 of the Penal Code so that it will be punished with 20 to 30 years in prison when the crime of homicide is executed in the person of a jury guard of a private security agency who is in compliance with his duties. An amount of $4.9 million was transferred on November the 24th by the Budget Commission of the National Assembly to the Ministry of Education, MEDUCA. This is to deal with the financial responsibilities that the institution maintains with various construction companies. These commitments, according to MEDUCA, include payment to construction companies that carry out the construction, rehabilitation of school structures that are carried out in different educational regions of the country. MEDUCA aims to have 90% of the schools in conditions to receive their students by the 6th of March, the date on which the 2023 school year will begin. Tigo Panama informs the public that unknown persons are using social networks and web pages to offer the public the opportunity to invest in Tigo shares, posing as the company and using the logo and trademark without authorization. This fraudulent advertising is not related to Tigo Panama, and we reiterate that all our communication is done through official channels such as our website and verified social networks. As we just had International Cybersecurity Day, we make the opportunity to call on citizens to be attentive to the movements of cybercriminals, verifying the identity and veracity of advertising in digital media. It also requests to report incidents to the authorities and authorized channels in case of detecting a fraud attempt. And that's it. That's all for now. Those are some of the items that we have compiled for you on this morning's show.